The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus went across the Sea of Galilee. A large crowd followed him because they saw the signs he was performing on the sick. Jesus went up on the mountain and there sat down with his disciples. The Jewish feast of Passover was near. When Jesus raised his eyes and saw that a large crowd was coming to him, he said to Philip, "Where can we buy enough food for them to eat?" He said this to test him, because he knew what he was going to do. Philip answered him, 200 days' wages worth of food would not be enough for each of them to have a little." One of his disciples, Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, said to him, "There is a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, but what good are these for so many?" Jesus said, "Have the people recline." Now there was a great deal of grass in that place, so the men reclined, about 5,000 in number. Then Jesus took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed them to those who were reclining, and also as much of the fish as they wanted. And when they had had their fill, he said to his disciples, "Gather the fragments left over so that nothing will be wasted." So they collected them and filled 12 wicker baskets with fragments from the 5 barley loaves that had been more than they could eat. When the people saw the sign he had done, they said, "This is truly the prophet, the one who is to come into the world." Since Jesus knew that they were going to come and carry him off to make him king, he withdrew again to the mountain alone. The Gospel of the Lord. This year, we've been reading through the Gospel of Mark. However, for the next 5 weeks, the church has us put a hold on Mark, and we will concentrate on chapter 6 from the Gospel of John. Now, this chapter, perhaps more than any other chapter in Scripture, brings us close to the Eucharist. This week, the first week, we will consider the multiplication of the loaves and the fishes. Next week, Jesus talks about how we can fill our spiritual hunger by following him and believing in him. The week after, Jesus refers to himself for the first time as the bread that came down from heaven. The fourth week, he focuses on the reality of the real presence in the Eucharist. And the fifth week, we see what our response must be to this most awesome and most holy gift. So this week, we'll meditate on the multiplication of the loaves and the fishes. In both the first reading from the second book of Kings and in the Gospel, we hear stories of a great number of people, hungry people, who are fed miraculously. Hunger is a condition that all of us are familiar with. When someone says, "I'm hungry," we already know what they're feeling. They feel the hunger pangs, that achy feeling that's brought on by a lack of food. You know, there is a great similarity between food and love. Just as when we are deprived of food, our stomach aches, when we are deprived of love, our heart aches. The human heart desires fullness, desires unity with the beloved. It desires a bond of peace among those it loves. When it lacks these things, it is deprived of love, and it aches and it yearns to be loved. Have you ever noticed that the human heart is kind of misshapen? It's not that nice symmetrical heart we see on Valentine's Day cards. It looks like it has a piece missing. When God created your heart, He loved you so much that He kept a piece of your heart for Himself. And it's only when we are united with God again that we get that peace back, and our hunger will be completely satisfied. Until then, we will feel some achiness that desires love in order to be complete. As St. Augustine wrote in his Confessions at the end of the 4th century, for thou hast formed us for thyself, and our hearts are restless until they find rest in thee. In the gospel today, Jesus provides food to relieve the hunger of thousands of people, and He does it by filling their bellies with bread and fish in a way that could not have been accomplished by human effort alone. From only 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, Philip says 200 days' wages worth of food would not be enough for each of them to have a little. So Jesus takes what little we have to offer, 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, and He transforms that into food enough for all and then some. Likewise, when we bring to the Lord our love, as small and inadequate as it is, Jesus fills our hearts to overflowing with more love that we can handle. And in doing so, He stretches our hearts and makes them capable of even more love. Jesus says today, gather the fragments left over so that nothing will be wasted. What do you suppose happened with those 12 wicker baskets of fragments? It went to feed those who have no bread, for those for whom hunger is a daily fact of life, to the poor. And likewise, when the Lord fills our hearts to overflowing, it is our duty and our delight to take that surplus and distribute it to those who hunger for love. That means forgiveness to those who have offended us, repentance to those we have offended, food to the hungry, drink to the thirsty, clothing to the naked, love to those who are forgotten and abandoned. And all this comes to us from the Lord and through us to our neighbor. When we give our paltry love to God, He transforms it, like the bread in the gospel, into so great a love that we are not only satisfied ourselves, but we feel compelled to share it with those around us. We've considered how hunger for bread is a fitting analogy to hunger for love, and how bread satisfies the stomach while love satisfies the heart. Is it really surprising then that when Jesus, who is love incarnate, willed to give us His very self, body, blood, soul, and divinity, that He would choose to do so under the appearance of bread? When it comes to the Holy Eucharist, we perform the physical act of eating. And because the bread we eat is the body of Jesus, we are spiritually filled with the very presence of Jesus Christ. This concept is not new. St. Ignatius of Antioch, in the year 110, a man who knew John while he was writing this gospel, writes, "I have no taste for corruptible food, nor for the pleasures of this life. I desire the bread of God, which is the flesh of Jesus Christ, who was of the seed of David, And for drink, I desire his blood, which is love incorruptible. The Eucharist we receive today at Holy Cross is love incorruptible. During this 5-week teaching on the Eucharist, I want to challenge you. As you know, we have here at Holy Cross an Adoration Chapel that's located in Quinn Hall, building next to the church over there. Our Lord in the Blessed Eucharist is exposed on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays from 9 a.m. until 10 p.m., 13 hours a day. On many occasions, you have heard me quote from my very good friend, St. Francis de Sales, who told us, you must pray for 1 half hour a day, unless you're busy, and then you must pray for an hour. My challenge to you is this: spend just 1 of those hours this week in front of our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. Come and sit and visit with the one who loves you more than you love yourself, the one who gave his life up for you, and the one who waits for you to spend some small portion of your time with him. Not 200 days worth, but maybe 5 loaves and 2 fishes worth. Bring your hungry heart to the one who longs to satisfy your hunger. And what do you do during that hour with Jesus? Just sit there. Let Jesus speak to you in the depths of your heart, in the language of love. Now, I remember the story of a bedraggled old man who used to come to the church every day and spend an hour with Jesus. When someone asked him, what do you do for that hour? He said, well, I looks at him and he looks at me. That's the language of love. Let it never be said that we are so ungrateful a people that we will not spend an hour, 0.5% of our week, with him who gave up all his weeks for us. In the back of the church, and in fact also in the pews, you'll find some information about Eucharistic adoration. Please take one, stop by the table out there and talk to the folks who will be there to answer your questions about this marvelous opportunity. I remember I went to Deschanel, to grade school, for 8 years. We had the Sisters of Charity, and they never failed to teach us every year about Jimmy. Jimmy, it seems, ran into the church every week, or every day, in fact, and would sit down for just a second and say, hello, Jesus, this is Jimmy. And even when he was a teenager, if you can imagine that, he would run in to the church and say, hello, Jesus, this is Jimmy. And he continued that practice throughout his life. And finally, as an old man, as he lay dying, and the priest came and brought him viaticum, his last Holy Communion, the priest held up the host, and suddenly a voice was heard in the room, hello, Jimmy, this is Jesus. The time you give to God is never lost. He returns it to you 100-fold. Come and adore the Lord in his house during this 5-week catechesis on the Holy Eucharist. Take this wonderful opportunity that God has given you to get to know our blessed Lord in a more personal and a more intimate way. And you will find that though you come with only 5 loaves and 2 measly fish, you will leave with a full heart and baskets full of fragments left over. It is that love which enables us to do what St. Paul exhorts us to do in the second reading, to live in a manner worthy of the call you have received, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another through love, striving to preserve the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace, one body and one Spirit, as you were also called to the one hope of your call, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of us all, who is over all and through all and in all. Jesus Christ, body, blood, soul, and divinity, is with us in the Holy Eucharist. And so we shall hunger no more. Live Jesus.